So originally this was going to be part of the No Stupid Questions number 4, but it ended up being like half an hour. I didn't want to have a half an hour intro into a normal podcast, so we kind of split them in half. I tried to edit it to make it a little bit more smooth, but you might see references to that and it might feel a little bit weird. That'll be why. But I'll explain more about what's happening with questions of the month at the very end after we finish all the questions. So you can go ahead and listen to there if you're wondering about the future of it, along with it existing, along with the No Stupid Questions and all that. But for now, we'll just go right into those questions. So this first question here is from Benedetto. What is a character that you really like from a movie, video game, book, or TV show that you also cannot stand?
Ooh, that's actually a really interesting question. So we're, these are the Patreon ones first, right?
Yeah, because they're more important, obviously.
Well, let's see.
So my answer, Benedetto, because I'll give Alex, I'll buy him some time. my question, so a character that I really like that I can't fucking stand is Gamzee from Homestuck. I think that he is fucking hilarious, but literally every other person that I interact with who likes Gamzee is an awful person to be around. He's his purpose of the story was to be like the opposite of all the rest of the troll characters at Homestuck. He's making fun of their bullshit, their teenage drama issues and shit. Even in the epilogues, he's there. He's basically a walking, talking shit post. So I like Gamzee, but I can't fucking stand when anyone else likes him.
So I actually have a very good answer to that, and that's actually from League of Legends. I think I actually briefly touched on this back when I was talking about my likeable characters thing. But one of the characters that I really like, but also hate, is Kai'Sa. Kai'Sa is really boring and kind of annoying to fight, but she's really, really, really fun to play. I really like her W, which is like firing it off and shit and shooting all the fucking missiles with her Q. She's really fun. She's blatantly overtuned, but character wise, she is like white noise, right? Just like she
literally no character.
Like, yeah, right. Just like Sivir. Like Sivir, like, what is Sivir's character? I don't know, she's a bitch, I guess. Shrug, whatever.
It's like the controversial opinion here. Almost all of the party members in the first Paper Mario, they're just flat as a board and don't have any personality.
Pretty much, and that's with Kai'Sa. Kai'Sa's just boring and kind of lame, and I don't think her voice actor is all that great. I don't know if they're like trying to go for this thing to make her sound like weird, or if the actress isn't just like kept her with her role. I don't know, but I don't really like it. But she's awesome to play, so like, yeah, that's my answer to you.
Next question here is from Anon Q. What is a commercial you either find really shitty or offends you?
Oh, that's easy. All right, so don't even bother answering. Raid Shadow Legends, a brand new epic RPG for your phone. I want to heal, you know? But my player, he only ever lets me attack with Blades of Fire. He always gives all of his support items to the elves. And fucking Christ, Ted, there's a new one. There's a new one with this big ice guy who's interviewing for like a job. He's like, so, what are your special talents? Like, well, I can cast this big ice blizzard. He's like, oh, can I see that? He's like, oh, and like, he just freezes everything, and the guys are covered in ice. He's like, you're hired. It's funny. It's really funny. I like those commercials. They're funny, but fuck you anyway. And fuck that every goddamn gaming YouTuber on the internet is fucking like in Raid's pocket. I hate it so much. It's so fucking with beautiful, dazzling 3D graphics. You wouldn't even believe it's a phone game. Whoopty doopity fuckity flim flam. I just plugged that game for free. What the fuck is wrong with me?
You fool. That's how they got you.
Oh no!
Raid Shadow Legends. Use the promo code GOOBOYS
for a free epic champion and 5,000 silver coins. Part of our new, like, new player bundle package bullshit. Dab.
Don't forget to join our guild, which is Guild Boys, spelled with a Z. And I'll be playing with what is John trying? He's like, I'll be playing, like, and he gives like a specific time frame or something.
I don't know. Fuck it. But hey, before you answer your question, Ted, I have to remind the audience to like, comment, and subscribe, and make sure to ring that bell so that we can help the channel grow. There, get out of the way early. Okay, what is your commercial that you hate, Ted?
The commercial I hate is for YouTube statistics. No, the commercial that I fucking despise, this is a very, very specific one, but at work, we'll have the radio on, and there's a local ad for a locally owned Hy-Vee food store. And there's Kyle's Honkin' Deals. What the? Come on in and get Kyle's Honkin' Deals. When it is fucking hour 7.5, you have a really, really bad sinus headache and you're sick and tired of these old crones. It gets old real fucking fast.
I imagine the fucking boomer meme with the fucking crying Wojak. It's like, it's 8 in the morning. I'm just fucking, it's, what was
Kyle's
it, Kyle?
Kyle's Honkin' Deals.
It's Kyle's Honkin'
Deals. Get your
deals.
Ribs for $10 for a stack of ribs. I hate it. Next question here is from Fox McCloud 23. If there's one game studio you could bring back from the Great Abyss, which would it be?
Ooh, there's not a lot of studios that I like that are actually dead, but can I say that are like dead in concept? Like, dead as in the people that, like, the studio is still alive in name, but the people that actually work there are no longer there. Can I say that?
Yeah, I mean, it would be like, I wish this company would go back to their glory days.
Okay, if I could cheat it with that, I would say I would really prefer if Sonic Team had talent again. That would be nice.
When did they ever have talent?
Fuck
ooh,
you.
Deb.
Oh, look at me. Ooh, look at me. I'm talent. Paper Mario. Ooh, GB. And, yeah, that's it. Just let's say Sonic Team. Because I didn't actually give that much of a shit about Telltale. Like, I liked Sam and Max, and I liked the first Walking Dead, but I kind of stopped caring because other games got, like, really, really samey after the Walking Dead, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Strong Bad's cool game for attractive people is great. I played up until The Wolf Among Us, and then I stopped paying attention.
Yeah.
Game studio I would bring back? That's an easy one. I'd bring Valve back to where they were so I could get that sick, sick Team Fortress 2 content.
Honestly.
Left 4 Dead 3. As well.
What, you don't like Artifact, the best card game ever made? Give us $20 and also $1.50 for every time you want to play with your friends. Give us your money.
Yeah, it's not they didn't think that one through. Direct money for digital card games. Magic worked because it was one of the first ones. The only card games that fucking matter anymore are Magic, Pokemon because it's Pokemon, and Yu-Gi-Oh if you're in a third world country. That's it. That's the only card games that anyone gives a shit about. The rest had to adapt because you can't sell booster packs as a viable method to get people to play your game. So you have to, like, you have to go the Shadowrun, or not Shadowrun, Netrunner, where you give everyone the, like, here's the base set. You have four of each card. Make your decks from this. You have to go that route, which Artifact didn't do because I guess they just thought people would pay money for a card game with no players because to test the game out, you couldn't just give someone a card, like, I couldn't lend you my card deck to play and learn and see if you liked the game. You would have to drop $20, which, on a digital card game, no thank you.
And also still buy packs after that, by the way, and still pay to play with people in draft mode. But hey, we're Valve, and it has the Dota IP that clearly everybody really, really likes. You could tell, because Artifact was really good, and Underlords was really good. Wait, shit, why does nobody like the Dota IP?
Quick question here from Alex with an X. What did you think about Evo this year?
Okay, so I actually have a little story about that. Okay, so I feel genuinely bad for Capcom of what happened. That was kind of not fair, and they really didn't deserve that. So you know the story with that, right?
Refresh me.
Okay, so after they revealed Kage, aka Buff Car Cat, they had basically radio silence for Street Fighter V for a long time because Street Fighter V characters have been getting leaked a lot. Like, I remember in the Abigail, when I was there, like, or only I cared, he was leaked, like, at Evo. He was leaked on, like, on the French Twitter. Everyone knew. We didn't see his appearance, but we saw, like, his stage, we saw its name, and, like, we all knew, like, oh, it's the Metro Bay area, it's gonna be Abigail, because he's the boss of Metro Bay in fucking Final Fight, like, duh. And there's always tons of Final Fight characters, right? And then, like, G and Sagat were not leaked, and you were there that live. You saw how fucking hype people were when they saw that shit, and then also said, available today, right? So
yeah, I remember.
So, like, after Kage, then it's like, hey, guys, here's some costumes, ads, and bye. And it left out, like, a really fucking, like, went from as great as the Sagat and G reveal, and then just fall flat in their fucking face, and then we're silent. So everyone was just kind of miffed. And bummed out. Like, and then they're like, hey guys, here's an update. Some new costumes. Bye. And again, people were just kind of like, everyone's thinking that this game's dead. They're only milking it for costumes and ad money now. Boo. Everyone's just unhappy, right? So then, for Evo, they're going to have a big announcement of three new characters, and they all come out that day. So Valve accidentally leaked that trailer 3 days early on Steam. And Ono said on Twitter, he's like the Street Fighter, he's like Mr. Street Fighter. He said, I think I just lost 3 years of my life from this. He just straight up said on Twitter, he made a joke. He's like, hey, you guys got anything to do on Friday? Because I don't have a reveal. Smile. And they just didn't show anything at Evo. Because that was it. That's what they had. They had the three new characters that were going to be out that day. They just got fucked, and it wasn't their fault. They didn't leak it like how French Capcom did. It was legitimately all Steam. Steam fucked them over, and I genuinely feel bad. The characters that were there were, well, E. Honda and Poison were cool, because E. Honda is cool, and he kind of deserved to be in. And I am a big fan of Poison, and I wanted her in. I don't give a shit about Lucia, because she's in Final Fight 3. I only care about Final Fight 1. So I don't give a shit. So I don't really
What's
give
it
a
like
shit.
Being the equivalent of a Pokemon Gen 1-er?
I am literally a Gen 1-er for Final Fight. I'll admit it. I'll say it. But don't care. And I feel bad. So outside of that, though, Evo was pretty cool. A bunch of cool reveals from everybody. And Sam's show had probably the best showing there. And SNK is on top. And a new Guilty Gear. That's fucking awesome. And I can't wait for that. So what about you?
Don't forget about the locusts that swarmed Las Vegas the whole weekend.
Yeah, no, the fucking plagues just came by just stopped by for a visit.
They tried to warn us about Street Fighter's fate.
You're crying your sheets like, no, locust, pss, it's 8 in the morning!
All right, so this question here, this is something that Alex wanted to say anyway, but I was going to give him this opportunity to bitch about it now. This is from Vada. Have you guys ever tried out Final Fantasy 14? Is it worth playing considering how much investment you have to put in?
Absolutely fucking based. This guy's like a fucking psychic. Didn't I already talk about Final Fantasy 14 in like a recent episode of maybe getting into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and I just never released it because we did a Noise Boys. I just never put it out.
Oh, you didn't?
No, it was outdated, like, immediately, and we didn't talk about anything particularly interesting, so I was like, eh, fuck it.
Oh, so this is fresh for the fans. Okay, cool. See, this is what happens when you don't actually listen to the podcast you record. So,
dude, epic.
Dude, I am so fucking epic. Can I get a vote? Yo, chat, can you clip that? All right, so...
Chat, can you ring the bell?
Can you ring the bell so that help the channel grow? All right. So 14. Let me tell you about 14. So, when I played... So, I didn't like 14 that much. I thought it was, if I may drop this slur, kind of gay. So, I was uninterested in it. But people kept showing me things that were really cool, like especially the music and some of the boss fights. This game has some of the best music I've ever heard in an MMO ever, because it's very varied. Like, with World of Warcraft, you'll always get, like, that fantasy, like, music. And it's good music. Like, I remember even telling you about, like, sending you music that you obviously didn't give a shit about and telling you, like, how, like, this is cool, like, this segment right here is, like, awesome and shit. Fantasy music is great, but Final Fantasy 14 has literally anything you can think of. It's got its fantasy tracks. Here's, like, the boss's transition to phase two. Here's a fucking Japanese pop rock song, because fuck you. Alexander, here's fucking goblins rapping. Like, fuck you. It could be, here's some synthwave shit. Like, it'll just drop anything on you. And that's really cool. It's anything. And I played it after getting just shilled super, super hard by so many people. And they tried to sell me on, hey, check this out, Alex. It doesn't have chores. There are no dailies that are primary content. That's all side shit you can do at your own pace at your own time. And I'm like, all right. I'll give it a shot. If it's not like WoW where it's all based around just doing chores, you know, every fucking week. All right, I'll give it a chance. I'll give it a second chance, actually, because I played it before and didn't really give much of a shit about it. So the gameplay is basically WoW, but better, because it has positionals and shit. So, like, you can do your same tab-targeting combat, but you get to, like, run around and, like, do more shit. It's just a slight direct upgrade. The music is absolutely fantastic, and the game looks very, very pretty. And the questing early on wasn't so bad. I had a lot of compliments to say about the Pugilist Guild questline, because it was really cute and charming and had a lot of soul in it. And then
soul?
So, yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And I'm not going to bother summing it up. Play it yourself. But there is this big flaw I had with the game while playing it, but I accepted it. And that is the main story quest, which everyone who, because I'm a WoW player, and apparently everybody who plays WoW complains about this too. The main story quest is, if I may say it again, super prancing la homo fucking gay fuck! It's so boring! Holy shit! It's so boring! Oh my god! It's just, here's the main story quest, Ted. Now, when you play World of Warcraft, what do you expect to do? Hey, blah blah blah, here's a quest, go get me 10 bear asses. You kill 10 bears and get those asses. World Final Fantasy XIV's quest is amazing. It's like, hey there, dude. Blah, 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 blah. Talk to this guy over here, blah, blah. Okay, walk over there. Blah, 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 blah. Good job talking to me. Good job nodding there, Mr. Warrior Light. Blah, blah, blah. Talk to this guy now. Blah, blah, blah. Walk over. Good talking. Here's 3 level ups. Nods. You're a great hero. You too. It's so boring and patronizing, and I fucking hate it. Oh my god, it's such... And the worst part is, the worst part about the main story quest is that you can't skip it. You can't just level up and go do other things. In World of Warcraft, you don't like this quest? That's okay, go do a different one. Main story quest is required content, and also, dungeons are locked behind it. So say this level 50 dungeon, you can't do it until the main story quest unlocks it for you. You can't even queue up for it yet. You can't even use like, the
That's
random...
Fine.
You can't even...
It's fine, it's fine.
Now, I like the idea of unlocking content like that. I liked unlocking classes. I liked unlocking, like, shit like that. That's actually kind of cool. But the main story is just so boring. It just drags on forever. Now, look, Tad, let's be real. A lot of the World of Warcraft quests aren't exciting or memorable at all. A lot of them are just collect and kill quests. But that's the beauty of it. There's gameplay in that. Like, when I have to go into that mine and kill a bunch of kobolds, that might be hard because there's a lot of them all packed together. Or we're talking about WoW Classic anyway. I have to go group up with people and say, hey, you want to help me kill a bunch of fucking rats? And you're like, yeah, sure, buddy, let's do that. There's an MMO for you. Congratulations. You just socialized and did an adventure with somebody. Final Fantasy XIV is do all this shit by yourself, read a bunch of text, and maybe kill... Maybe kill, like, 2 entire fucking enemies. It's so boring. It's so freaking boring. There's this part where... And I was accepting of this. I'm gonna go on this for, like, an hour. Forgive me. I have a fucking real... I have a lot to say about this. There's this fucking part where it's like, I get it. MMOs are slow. I accepted that. And I was... There was a slow build-up, and the Pugilist Guild quest was fun, too. It peaks at Titan. Doing the quest line with Titan was funny, because there was gameplay involved. I know. Don't tell the Final Fantasy XIV people this, but I like killing things in an MMO. I like the stupid quest where the guy's like, hey, go kill these rats for me, because I don't feel like doing it. And then he gets in trouble from his boss, because he made you do it instead of doing it himself. That was funny. I just remembered that part of the story, Tad, because I did something in it. Or we had to fucking break the rock, or the delivery quests. I remember that. That was a fun, engaging quest line that ended with a really fucking big bang with the Titan boss fight. the game just goes downhill really fast after that, because all it does is just walk around, talk and talk. You ever read Homestuck, Tad?
Never heard of it.
You ever read Homestuck, the most boring webcomic in history? It's just talking. You don't do anything. Mrs. Puff, I didn't feel like I really did anything. I went on Final Fantasy XIV to see, I'm level 55, and I've been just avoiding the main story quest because it's so boring. I'm in Ishgard now. When I got to Ishgard, I was like, this city's fucking beautiful. This theme is so good. Look at this place. I was exploring it all at my own pace. I was looking at all these NPCs, getting the little Aetherites. I loved it. And then it sucked right there, immediately dropped, and I hated the game. When I went into the Fortemps Manor, because it's not Fortemps, it's Fortois. Yeah, they're French. And he's like, hey, follow my escort around the city to get your bearings. And I said, well, I hate this now. Fuck you. It couldn't let me have the agency to do anything on my own. It just tells me to do everything. Drags me along in a leash. It's a fucking theme park MMO, but the theme park ride you're on is a fucking kitty cart with one little
The theme park you're on is the line. When do we get to the ride?
No, RuneScape.
This is the ride.
RuneScape's the line. And RuneScape has good quests. I remember the good version of it. I even remember the stupid ghost speak amulet. That was cute. I remember Romeo and Juliet. I remember the fucking witch's house with the balls in there. That was funny. Like, how do you deal with the rat? You're like, oh, you give him some cheese and you click on the rat and get the key. Or the fucking dwarf where you're like, hey, I need to go get like 26 bronze things and like this hammer and shit. Like, hey, I know this is kind of weird and a weird coincidence, but I have 26 items in my inventory, right? Yeah. Well, I just happen to have all 26 of those things you need right now. Isn't that just crazy? Well, it is kind of a crazy coincidence. Well, give them here. Quest complete. That's funny. I remember that. I can barely remember shit about the goddamn 14 quest. It's just talking and world building. I'm not doing anything. Next thing I know, I'm 99 hours in. And when I said I'm bored, I'm apparently the bad guy who didn't give the game enough of a chance. It's been 99 fucking hours! Bitch! I don't care how much of an MMO it is! It has been 99 hours, and I'm in Ishgard, and they're still just saying, 40 years ago, the dragons attacked, and blah 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 blah, lore, the four knights founded this bullshit city with the king, and blah blah blah. Bitch! I wanna fucking kill something! Let me do stuff! I don't care! Let me learn about the world, like how I did with Ishgard. Let me learn about the world at my own pace. Present it to me, and then if I want to know more about your lore, let me do it when I want to. Like with World of Warcraft, you know? Back when that MMO was good, it wasn't a story-driven bullshit because it's been copying 14, which made me even more mad now that I've realized that. Warlord, ever since fucking Pandaria, they've been trying to copy 14's formula. And Warlord's made it even worse. Now I see, it's everything I hated about WoW's story and like its quest lines, all right in my face. Fuck 14's main story quest. It is boring. It is drivel. It is lame. When my friend
told
me,
you can backflip off a cliff as a red mage. Doesn't that make it worth it?
The gameplay's great. The music's great. All of my comments of that game still hold up. But it's dragged down hard with cement shoes named the main story quest. I don't care about any of these people. You know why I care about the WoW characters? Because I got to play as them in Warcraft 1, 2, and 3. I don't give a shit about Yshtola, Ida, Papalimo, Minfilia, or Arianje, who drinketh upon Minfilia's bathwater, and Thancred. At least Thancred's funny, because, like, Thancred had one scene where he's like, looks with his goggles and see, like, there's this big red evil cloud in the sky, and, like, the world's about to end. He takes the glasses off, he's like, well, sorry to keep you ladies waiting, and then runs off to just go get laid, instead of saving the world. That's funny, I remembered that. But, like, fuck the rest of that 99 hours of bullshit! Fuck you! And fuck everybody who says I'm the bad guy because I expected some gameplay in my video game. I have played games that I love less than I've played 14. 99 hours is a long time. That's 4 entire days in like 3 hours. That is 4 entire days I have played that game. I have played games that I love like Bloodborne less. Fuck 14's main story quest and fuck you.
So would you say it's worth playing?
If you want a single-player RPG experience that you pay $15 a month for, by all means, do it. But if you want an MMO and you want to play with other people, literally, play anything else. Just play Classic. Dab.
You seemed a little bit, you know, Alex, maybe you just care too much about Final Fantasy 14. I mean, you put 99 hours into it, you know. Don't you think that's a little bit weird? Don't you think, you know, you should be allowed to enjoy
researching Homestuck for 99 hours and talking to me about it is different than playing a video game with, well, attempting to play with people. Let's be real, most of that was me just sitting around talking to NPCs and nods at them while I do fucking nothing. Ah! I hate the main story quest. Fuck you. But what's the next question? Get this out of my head. What's the next fucking question, please?
This question is from Stagio. Or Stagio. I'm not quite sure. Any plans to continue Sip Boys? Sip Boys is always going to be a one and done thing. The idea being that pretending it was a series. There's something I want to do with it in the future, but that's all I'll say on that. But yeah, there's not going to be like a Sip Boys 2 still sipping. Like it was just a one and done thing.
That's a good title though.
So, the next question here is from Winrear. If you could erase one video game from the past so that it never existed, what would it be?
Well, there's this thing called Final Fantasy 14. You might not have heard of it, but its story quest is really boring and it makes me want to kill myself.
Just copy paste the audio from the past 20 minutes.
Here's a timestamp to go back in the episode to say what I think about a game that shouldn't exist.
Okay. What game would I choose? I'd choose Hiveswap. I think the world would have been much different if Hiveswap just got canceled immediately. Outside of that, I think Sticker Star should have never existed.
Oof.
I'm going to give it straight up. This game is not worth existing. It's not worth the plastic needed to make the boxes.
I do actually have a better answer than just shitposting about 14. That's actually Senran Kagura Estival Versus EV. That game is where everything became flanderized and they all just became big ass memes.
You're worried about the flanderization of your anime titty ninja games.
Disclaimer! Oh, disclaimer! Shut up!
You know, you play disclaimer. Those games with the story and the well-integrated character scenes.
Disclaimer. I know it's the titty game. However, Tad, having big anime titties is just big anime titties. You have to have at least a decent enough character to have those anime titties attached to for people to give a shit. There's a reason certain characters are more popular than others in that game. Like, it was never deep, it was never good, but it still made an attempt, right? You can tell that they at least knew that they had to try with this part. EV is when they're like, fuck it, we don't care. It's very evident that they don't care. You know what I mean? There's a point where you're like have some serious things and you're a comedy. There's a point where you're a comedy and when you're just making like racist and dick jokes, right? Like you're not trying to be funny. You're just taking like the lowest effort shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Senran Kagura became. It was like, here's our mainline series. Here's a little spinoff that's fun. But like, here's us trying to be a story, trying to be fun, and also here's some anime titties. There was an attempt. Estival Versus, they just said, fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. Here's the same three jokes over and over. God, we're so funny. God, we're so funny. God, please laugh. Please laugh. Fuck
so,
it.
So, don't like Estival Versus? Was that one on the 3DS or the Vita?
No. So, well, Estival Versus is on the Vita. There's Burst, there's Burst 2, there's Shinobi Versus, Estival Versus, PBS, and the fucking cooking one, which is like Bon Appetit or whatever.
Next question here. This one's a real, real easy one. Officer Awu, do either of you have tattoos? No.
No.
Do you want to get any? No.
No.
End of what? So if I walked up to you, Alex, I put a gun to your head and I said, Alex, you have to get a tattoo or I'm going to blow your brains out. What do you get?
We've had this question before, Dad. It was literally like one of the first questions was if you guys were forced to get it was specifically a gaming tattoo. I said I'd get something simple, like a little star on my neck, which people thought was a JoJo's reference. I guess it is, but I was actually thinking more of like a warp star from Kirby. I was thinking way more gay with that, but I was thinking way more like colorful because I'm me.
What was mine?
I don't remember because I don't like you. Dabs. Dabs, dabs, dabs. You were going to get the Homestuck logo on your left ass cheek.
Probably. It's all because of shit. Alright. So, this is the last questions of the month one. This one's from Zippy. And it ties right into what we want to do here. So, I'm going to preface this by saying this was a pretty stupid question. How do you handcuff a one-armed man? How do you do it, Alex? You can't. You slap one cuff on him. Your officer killed Darkie, right? You're the average policeman.
Oh, so you can make that joke. You can make that. That's fine. That's okay. That's fine. No, Alex, you can't say gay. That's too mean. You can post literal gay shit in the Discord, though. That's okay. But Tad, but Alex, you can't say gay. Anyway, so officer, kill Darkie. Kill all darks. Ted, your title in Monster Hunter Generations was killer of every black.
No, this officer would have. Anyway, so your officer, bad name.
Okay.
And you just put a hand. Well, okay, actually, would it be because you're putting a handcuff on someone? You're not just killing them outright.
Well, hold on. Wait. Stop. I have to stop the question for 1 minute. This is important. To the guy who asked the question. Is the one-armed man white or black? This is important for the cop to know.
This is very important for the police officer in the United States to know. We're going to say white so that we can have a conversation further than they just die. So officer handcuffs a one-armed man, and then he realizes, like, you take the jacket off and he's missing an arm. What do you do? What do you attach it to?
His leg.
But his legs are, like, real thick. Like, have you ever seen a handcuff's not, like...
Okay. Hey.
Not like they go on your wrist. Your wrist, no matter who you are, your wrist is pretty small. So here's what I'm thinking that you do. You know, like how you got like the pants with like the loops, like for belts. You just take it and you put it in one of there. So you just got it stuck to there, and he can't get out of there unless he takes his pants off. But he's only got one arm, so he can't take his fucking pants off.
I guess that. Oh, Morty. I guess that works.
Dude, quality content.
Based, dude. I'm so intelligent. Anyway,
so how do you think that they would get him?
Well, I was thinking that. So what they do is, I don't know if regular cops have, I don't know if SWAT does, but you know those fucking, not the handcuffs, but those wires?
The zip ties?
Those zip tie things. Yeah, I know that SWAT people use those, so I would assume that they would just zip tie his, like, arm to his leg. Then you have to, like, pick him up and throw him in the fucking car. So I think, like, what they would do is they would probably just hold his arm behind him and just kind of shove him in the fucking cop car and just call it a day. Because either way, like, you can't get out of there. There's no door on the inside of the back of a cop car. You can't, like, bat through the fucking cage. So, like, either way, he's just stuck back there.
That's true. I would imagine they just can't hit your hand against glass hard enough to actually break it. You'll break your fucking hand first.
So, like, I imagine that they would just kind of, like, just shove him in the back of the car and just call it a fucking day. Because, like, think of this way. You put the handcuffs on to stop him from being a threat to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what threat is a one-armed man to a cop?
I mean, he might have a knife in that hand or something.
Look, he's not Oro, okay? He's not gonna do some fucking, like, one-armed kung fu. I think he's gonna get his ass kicked just fine and just shoved in the fucking back of the car.
Well, that's a good precaution to take. Okay, so that was all the questions of the month. I want to give a quick shout-out to Stagio, Officer Awu, Chris Farnell, Legendary Zephyr, Jaren Kiwi, Guapamore, James Tonneson 23? I think it's 23, it might have been 32. Osirius, Phil the Muffin, and Lors the Ninth. So that will be the last questions of the month for now. I'm going to put a pause on it because I feel like the participation in questions of the month has been kind of low. And that compared with the questions of the month or the no stupid questions stuff feels less special than before. So I'm going to brainstorm some other neat Patreon reward type stuff. If you guys have any suggestions, you know, send them to the same place you send normal questions to. We'll be thinking about this and kind of going over it. And hopefully I'll have a new idea for a potential Patreon reward thingy at the end of September. But that'll do it for the questions of the month. Thanks for listening in, and we'll see you next time.